This weekend, the University of Oregon Native American Student Union will be hosting their 58th annual Mother's Day Powwow. Jolene Bettles is a NASU advisor.
The Mother's Day Powwow began in the late 1960s as a student-led event organized by NASU, the Native American Student Union, and the event was created to strengthen Indigenous cultural identity and bring support to Native students' success on campus.
At 7 p.m. this Friday night, May 8th, following grand entry, there'll be a blanketing ceremony for graduating Native students. This year, there'll be three special honor blankets, including one in memory of Bettles' father, Gordon Bettles.
That was one thing that was really important for my dad, was to make sure that graduating seniors at the Native American Student Union were able to access a blanket. It's a long-time ceremonial tradition to offer someone a Pendleton blanket just to kind of commemorate their success. And, you know, because it's a lot of work for Native students to go to a university and graduate successfully.
Klamath Tribal member Gordon Bettles was a dedicated advocate, cultural leader, and educator whose work profoundly shaped Indigenous life at the University of Oregon and beyond. Bettles was the first steward of the Many Nations Longhouse from 2003 to 2015. In this capacity, he nurtured a vital gathering space that supported Indigenous students, fostered cultural expression, and strengthened community ties. University of Oregon alumni Greg Leo shares about the other two honor blankets.
I'm a longtime friend of the Warm Springs tribe, and I was very active in the Gorge Casino work. In the course of that, I had the opportunity to get to know Ken Smith and Rudy Clements. Ken Smith and Rudy Clements were superb leaders, and they had led the tribe through a very difficult process in trying to develop the tribe, have the, you know, economic development work that we were doing up in the gorge. Ken Smith was, you know, extremely capable. Of course, he was the director of the Bureau of Indian Affairs at the time that the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act passed. Ken was on our tribal council. He was the second Native American to graduate from the University of Oregon. He graduated in 1959. And he was just a great guy to work with. He was always, you know, very calm, very decisive, and had great vision, I think, for the tribe. Rudy Clements was my boss, and working for Rudy, he really took me under his wing and taught me the importance of tribal culture. He was really good with people. And so in the course of our work, we met with many of the families on Warm Springs to talk about the future of gaming, but also economic development and what the tribal needs were. I really felt that Rudy understood traditions very well, and he was a great interpreter. And so I had the opportunity to kind of be his scribe and write down many of the things he knew from the oral tradition in his work with the tribes. These are two stellar individuals who contributed a lot to the Confederate Tribes of Warm Springs. They deserve to be honored, and we hope that their memories and the honor blanket will reach forward to graduating University of Oregon Native American students, who then will become leaders in their own tribes.
The awarding of blankets to graduating Native Ducks is a reminder to walk in honor and in memory, uplifting community, culture, and those who came before. The University of Oregon Native American Student Union annual Mother's Day Powwow starts Friday, May 8th at 6 p.m. at MacArthur Court in Eugene on the University of Oregon campus. Grand entries are Saturday at 12 p.m. and 6 p.m., and the Mother's Day Salmon Bake will be from noon till 2 at the Many Nations Longhouse.
The host drum is Wild Rose. The MC is Fred Hill. And it looks like we have an arena director, Anthony Quinnell. And so our head woman is Keena Slee. Head man is Jesse Solis. Friday night, Mat Court, grand entry should be at 6 p.m. And we'll have powwow all through the weekend and a salmon bake on Sunday. Well, get ready for a fun and exciting weekend. If you can, attend the blanketing ceremony. We'll be doing three honor blankets. And those are sponsored by alum of the University of Oregon and Yeah, just get ready to dance at some intertribals.
I'm Sue Matters reporting for KWSO.